kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang negosyante at may-ari ng kumpanya na gumagawa ng product photography and videos. Meron din siyang social media management at ang tawag sa kanyang kumpanya ay Collabarts. Itinayo ito ni Catherine Abe na mula sa Melbourne. Kamusta, Catherine?
Hello, Christina. Kamusta? Thanks for having me here.
Tama ba ang pag-pronounce ko? Is it Collabarts?
Collabarts. So, bali yung name po kasi, when I thought about it, it was initially because I wanted the business to have a collaboration of different artists. So, kaya nag-offer kami ng product photography, product videos, social media, and UGC content because I want different types of creators to come and join into one particular area and then the clients can go in and just pick the creators that they want and they can create content for their brand.
So, kailan nagsimula ang Collabarts? And did it start out as a side hustle or was it a full-on business?
So, it really did start as a side hustle in the beginning. At first, I was making animation videos for brands. And then one brand that I was working with, they are a cleaning company. They used to go out and clean offices and whatnot, but because COVID won't allow people to go into offices anymore, so they had to pivot. And so they started doing e-commerce. So they started selling bathroom products, sanitation products, and whatnot. And I was the one that was making videos for them. And then he was like, okay, we're changing our business. Can you still make videos for us and photos for us? But this time, products. And I was like, I've never done products before. But sure, let me give it a try. So my first product photo, my first gig was taking photos of toilet papers, bathroom equipment, cleaning, sanitation, and whatnot. And so that's when I actually thought, wow, I love this. I can do this at home. I don't have to go out. I can build my own studio. This is exactly, that's when I thought, that was the moment when I thought, I found exactly what I want to do, and this is what I want to pursue. Now, 2 years later, I'm full-time in the business, and I would never, ever go back.
Mga magkano ang bondo na nilagay mo sa iyong business when you set it up?
Nung nagsimula ako, I had $30,000, Australian dollars, that I've kind of spent, but I was able to save that because, number one, we were in COVID at that time. So, walang gastos, hindi ako lumalabas. So I was able to save so much money. And I actually built a studio before I launched Collabarts. I bought lights. My camera is around $10,000. I use a Canon 1DX Mark III for anyone that's curious. That's my camera is a $10,000 camera. It can do slow motion. That's why it's also expensive. And then my lights, the lights are the most important thing. They are around $2,000 each, not including the tripods and the C-stands that I have, the backdrops and the props. And props these days, one big set of props, it would cost me around $300. And that's just blocks. It's really expensive. And that's why I price the way I price, because everything that I put into is a little bit expensive. And even that $30,000 that I put into the business was still not enough. I'm still putting money in.
Let's talk about kung paano mo na-discovery yung niche mo, di ba, in marketing beauty products on social media.
I had so many products come to me when I first started. And I think the biggest thing when I discovered that it is beauty that I really want to do is that when I'm trying to create ideas, I'm just flooded with ideas. Compared to when I'm trying to create content for fashion, to be honest, I run out of ideas. It feels like, I feel like I just don't have enough ideas in my head. Whereas with beauty and skincare, it's always just different. It's always just new. And so that's when I thought, this is what I want to work on because it doesn't drain me. And I always listen to my gut. I always listen to, I think, what makes me me and what are my strengths. And I always look at that in that perspective, like, okay, if I run out of ideas, and I, don't get me wrong, I would love to create more videos for fashion, but it's just not something that I enjoy. And so I listen to that because if I don't enjoy it, what's the point of pursuing a passion if you don't enjoy it? And I live by that principle na kung magpupursue ka ng career, magpupursue ka ng passion, you need to actually love it. You need to enjoy it. It needs to be something that you can get lost in.
We know that AI is upon us, artificial intelligence. So, do you find it threatening, at least sa iyong business?
Not at all, not at all. I love AI. I actually preach it. I preach it in my social media. I love AI. It is not threatening to me at all because it is just another tool that us photographers can use to make our lives easier.
Now, let's talk about how you compete in this business landscape.
It's hard, especially that the beauty industry is oversaturated, but I actually think of that is I think of that as an opportunity instead of a threat because the beauty industry, yes, it's oversaturated. There's so many brands coming up, but that's the thing. There's so many brands coming up. There's so many clients that are going to be coming up. And the good thing about that is, you know, there is a job for everyone in our industry. And there's not a lot of product photographers, to be honest. And there might be a few product photographers that come by, but what I do, I can only do that myself. The way I do stuff, the way I handle everything, I only do that myself. You know, the style that I do, I can only do that by myself. And I know some of the photos are kind of like same, but my personality, the way I work with a client, I think that is my unique selling proposition, is my service that I actually create, the way that I handle their photos and the way I talk to them, the way they experience the entire journey. It's easy, they're taken care of, and that's what I really try and do in every single job that I do. And that's why I limit myself with the jobs that I take in every single month.
In your view, ano ang value ng iyong produkto at serbisyo? Ano yung binibigay mo sa iyong mga kliyente every time you do this?
It is the brand perception and the brand value that the business can have. For example, you're selling a product, right? And yung mga photos and videos mo na pinapost mo sa Instagram is always just photos and videos sa phone ng mga customers mo. While that is good for testimonials and for authenticity, when your customers go to your website, tapos nakita nila yung photos mo, kinuha lang ng phone, tapos kinuha lang ng video lang, hindi siya professional. Ang perception ng customers by then is, okay, this is cheap. If you're selling $40 skincare, which is majority of the prices in skincare in Australia, if you're selling $40 skincare, no one is going to buy $40 worth of your products if it's shot in a phone, if it's not professional. But if you position yourself as a big brand, as a brand like, you need to also speak that. And that is the value that I give to my clients because I help them create that photo that will speak, I am expensive. I am worth your money. And when you buy me, you will get the feeling and the expensive feeling and the status that you get from this brand.
Ano ang final message mo sa mga kababayan natin na gustong kumita ng extra or those who just want to start out their own business? Kausapin mo sila ngayon.
If you are thinking of starting a business and then you are overthinking of all the other different aspects, always just start. And the reason for this is that kung nag-start ka na hindi ka pa ready, when I left my full-time job, I was only earning $30,000 to $40,000 in my business. I took the risk. I just started. And I'm still here. I'm still full-time in the business. Because when you start, all those doubts in your head are going to go away. Because when you start and when you try and do something, it starts repeating in your head, oh, madali lang naman pala ito. Oh, kaya ko naman pala. You know what I mean? And you start collecting evidences in your head or in your experiences. You start collecting evidences in your experience. So I just want them to stop overthinking and just start doing. And then that doing will then end up collecting evidences that will prove to them that they can do it.
Kay Catherine Abe, sa uulitin. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the privilege.
Tandaan niyo po, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.